You know what, Phil Collins got kind of carried away then. I don't know what the heck happened to Phil. Phil just was having him a ball. And y'all know what the bad part about it was? It was, I hadn't even pushed the button. It was just playing by itself. I think that's Michael Jackson, y'all. I think that's Michael Jackson coming at me. All right, y'all know what, though? Y'all know before we get started tonight, y'all know I got to pay some bills, right? So you know what? Let's hear something about some Taste More Like barbecue commercial. Then when I come back, we're going to talk about the debate, y'all. Y'all know I got some funny stuff, right? See y'all in a few. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and you're going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. That's right, y'all. Mud tastes more like barbecue and snack bar. And guess what? The barbecue is off the chain, man. But you know what is even better? That red Kool-Aid. That red Kool-Aid. You know what? In a couple of weeks, we're going to do a live show from there. So we're going to get all y'all to come by and check out some of that old good barbecue. That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, guess what, y'all? Let's get started. Hey, did y'all check out the debate this week? Now, y'all check out the debate. Did you see how them folks, you see how the president was looking at old boy? Huh? See, Mitt Romney was trying to bully the president. But I'm going to tell you what happened. See, the president had that look on his face. Like, Mitt, if you say one more god dang on thing, I'm going to slap the piss out of you. That's right. That's the way he looked at him. Especially when he kept talking about, you said. You know what? The president was ready to do Mitt in. He was like, turn the cameras off, y'all. Just turn the cameras off. Just for a second, turn the cameras off. We got it. I got to get him. I know, right. Hey, where y'all at tonight? Where y'all at? I know y'all thought I wasn't going to show up, but I'm here. I know I ain't been on in a couple of weeks. It's been a couple of weeks, right? It's been a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. So, you know, y'all going to have to work with me here. Y'all going to have to work with me. But you know why? You know why the President Obama ain't bothering with me? Because he got Hillary on the back. See, Hillary the hitman. Y'all ain't realize that. Hillary is the hitman. You want to know why you ain't seen no more Monica Lewinsky? Because Hillary done pulled up in that old black limousine, done told her to get in the limousine. And she took care of that little old thing right there. That's right. That's right. Hey, I'm on the air, y'all. Y'all better come on and talk to me now. Don't make me come after you. I've been gone, but I ain't been gone that long. Yeah, it's okay. I can talk to myself. I've been doing that for years. That's right. But we got some funny stuff to talk about, man. And you know what? Let's start with this woman. Hey, how many of y'all like that McDonald's out there? Y'all like McDonald's? I lied. McDonald's all right. But let me tell you, let me ask y'all a question. Why did they change the fish? Why did they change the filet of fish? That was the best thing they had going. Now it tastes like a piece of stale bread or something. Y'all ever notice that? And then the tartar sauce, man. Y'all better be careful what y'all eating. I don't think that's all tartar sauce. I think somebody back in the back doing some things to that stuff. Hey, why that man going to eat all them dead roaches, y'all? Them roaches. Huh? And can y'all tell me that? Why did he eat all them roaches and didn't expect nothing to happen to him? That's why he died. You don't eat no live roaches. Is he crazy? Even them people in the foreign country, they cook the roach first. But he want to eat the things live. And then wonder why. And then he just didn't eat one. He ate a whole bunch of them. Hell, look, he didn't have to go on a contest. He just could win and get on and knocked on somebody's door, right? That's right. He could have got all the roaches he wanted. Barbecue, buffalo, stew, over some grits. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, man. I mean, that is about dumb. You going to sit there and eat a whole bunch of dang on roaches, man. We ain't say grasshoppers. We say crickets. We say roaches. That's about the nastiest thing you got going. You want to sit there and eat them. No wonder his ass died, dummy. That's right. That's what I'm going to say, dummy. Because that's what he is, a big dummy. That's right. You know, hey, have you ever figured out how come the skinniest people eat the most? You see them jokes and they be doing those, what those things is, those, yeah, them eating contests, they be eating all them damn hot dogs and hamburgers and that junk be looking nasty, don't it? You see how they be stuffing stuff all in their mouth? Golly, stuff be coming all offside the chin like they got lessons from Monica Lewinsky or something. That's right, y'all. It's a Monica Lewinsky night. I'm sure she can tell you about stuff dripping off her chin because she left it on her dress for eons. That's right. I'm back, y'all. I am back, and yes, it's about time. It is about time. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know, y'all. You know what, though? I'm going to tell you. Y'all want to know why y'all really haven't heard from Monica Lewinsky? I'm going to tell you what happened. See, once Bill cleared the White House, this is what happened. Hillary pulled up to her. Because, see, they ain't want to have no more mess come out later on about what else he shouldn't be. Because, number one, Hillary want to know what kind of tramp hose are dressed for years with a cum stain on it. Now, we going to talk about it like it's real. We talking about a cum stain, y'all. You know, who hose are dressed that long with a cum stain on it? That's a nasty heifer. That is nasty. But anyway, you know, Hillary pulled up. And know what Hillary said? She looked at her. She said, get your dick sucking ass up in this car. I'm telling y'all, man, that's what she said. That's what she said. So Monica can help her get in the car because she knows she wasn't lying on her, right? Now she told her, she said, well, all right, you tasted my husband's semen. I hope you enjoyed it. Apparently you did because you left it on your dress forever. She said, but what I'm going to do right now, we don't want to hear no more from you. So we're going to go ahead and give you this little cash right here. And then we want you to disappear. Right? So Monica said, okay. You know, because that's all she was about anyway. She wanted some money, right? Being a little intern, you know, so she wanted a little bit of money. So once she took the money, you know, she started to get out the limousine. And Hillary stopped her and said, and don't let me see you again, bitch. And pulled off. And from since then, you haven't heard nothing from no Monica Lewinsky, right? Right. And what happened to Linda Tripp? That's that lady name who brought us all out, right? Y'all want to know where Linda Tripp is? She's floating in the bottom of the ocean, y'all. I guarantee it. You know how to say they find them new whales down there? That's who that is. Because they really got rid of her. Because they're like, no. You started all this mess. Yeah, that's right. Now, let's think about that. You know what? When Bill Clinton was the president, we didn't have no problems, did we? Everybody was happy. He was getting his head in the dang on Oval Office. Hillary was out there doing her thing. Everybody was happy. Oh, Lord have mercy. Those were the good old days, weren't they? I know. I'm wrong, right? I'm wrong for saying that, right? Hell no, I ain't wrong. Nah. Believe it or not. Hey, you know what? It's time for a drink, y'all. Hey, go on, get that sip because we got a whole lot of show left. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to party tonight, and then we're going to tell some jokes tonight, and then we're going to party a little bit more because you know what? It's Fun Friday, and I am back. That's right. And you know what? We're going to start it off here with this little tune right here that I like to play sometimes to get you going, you know, because that tune get you going right there and get your head to rocking. And, you know, this kind of music get your head bad on. I know y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Y'all hear that? So you get that little organ going right there. Oh, yeah. You know, this when the collection plates come out, y'all. Oh, yeah. It's Friday night, y'all. It's Fun Friday. And you know what? Hey, let's get it on.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we're going to let this go for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Boy, I tell you, y'all hear that organ going? Got that little church step going right there. You know how the choir used to come in the morning times, rocking going down the aisle. And then, you know, choirs don't even do that anymore, do they? Heck no. You know, the choirs don't even come in no more, do they? They just go and sit their fat butts up there in the choir stand. Well, half of them have to stand, you know, because they don't make chairs big enough for them anymore. But then you always got that one that want to out-sing everybody else. You ever hear that? You have six people in the choir and you only hear that one person. What's up with that? And then she be off tune. She or he be off tune. Well, I tell you, some bad things going on up in here. You hear me? Let me ask y'all a question, though. If you was on a dating site and you got rejected 387 times, let me ask you a question. How ugly do you have to be? Do you have to be to get rejected 387 times? Huh? That's kind of, you know what, that's just downright bad, don't you think? 387 times, man. You know, and for a moment I thought it was like 187 murder, but you know what? He got to be looking worse than somebody got murdered. 387 times? Good Lord. That means every time somebody clicked on his page, they just said, hell no. And moved on. I'm telling you, man. That, you know what? You just got to be too ugly for that. Good Lord. And then he got the nerve to tell somebody. I would never tell nobody I got rejected 387 times. Gosh. You know, I don't know, y'all. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, but I can't help it. 387 times? Hell no. Now, you know what? If y'all want to join in the conversation today, hey, I forgot to tell y'all. Y'all can call me, you know. But if you call and talk to me about something serious, I'm telling you, it's one Friday. We're not having it tonight now. All right? But if you want to call in, that's no problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in the chat room, because right now I'm the only one there, and I need somebody to talk to. Hey, just sign into Facebook, MySpace, whatever dang on media site you're using, and talk to me in the chat room. Or you can just follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. That's right. Hey, we can do a lot of things out there. But you know what? Let's go back to 387 times. That's, you know what? That's getting rejected more than one time a day. How many days in a year, y'all? 365? He got rejected 387. 387. Wow. And you know what's so bad? I bet it was some men rejected him, too. I bet that just wasn't women. I bet it was some of the men out there rejected him, too. You know, he probably tried to switch over to the mother side. They're like, nah, we don't want you either, guy. You know, we don't want you either. So you know what? Oh, well. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Hey, y'all want to see this guy? I don't know if he still got his page out there, though. I don't know, but you know what? He ugly. Oh, and you know what, though? I'm sorry, y'all. I thought this was over some time. But you know what? This was just in a matter of days. Now, really, just in a matter of days. We not talking about no years. We talking a matter of days. That's one ugly joker. You know what? That's like you see them guys riding in the car. They be in them little cars and be them big old people in the little car. Be all stuffed up in there. That's part of what he was like. Hey, check this out. Y'all gonna be riding down the street and you see a raggedy car riding down the street. And you see the person driving, you're like, damn, they look just like their car. just downright raggedy. I'm telling you, man, I have seen some things. Hey, don't act like I'm the only one. Don't act like I'm the only one, because y'all know it. Yeah, I know. I ain't the only one who does that kind of stuff. Hey, check this out, though. Let me ask you another question. Hey, have you ever been using a bathroom? I mean, and you had to go so bad and made you do the Holy Ghost dance. Huh? You know, you do the Holy Ghost dance and you're dancing. You can't get your pants off. You're sweating. You got cramps going everywhere. And you sit down and you explode in the toilet, right? I mean, it's a big, juicy, nasty thing. And then you go to look the white, and ain't nothing there. So what choices do you have then? I know y'all thought, oh, you nasty. No, I'm just telling the truth. Y'all know y'all done went through that before. Don't act like you you ain't happened before. So you sitting there. You done blew up in the toilet. You ain't got no toilet paper. You ain't got no napkins. The washcloths and hanging over the tub. What you going to do? What choices do you have? Let's see. You can wipe it with your hand. Ugh, that's nasty. Well, you can get up and walk like a penguin and try and find wherever the paper at. Or you can get up and just go and get your butt in the shower, huh? Now, I know some of your nasty ones are talking about. Well, I just put my underwear up. Hey, I got to wash them anyway. You just nasty. That's just nasty. Don't do that. Then you walk around smelling like poop. Huh? I'm just saying. I don't know. Hey, maybe it's just me. Yeah, that's right. You know, that's like farting in the bed and covering yourself up with the cover. That's just nasty. And you ever, hey, check this out. You ever notice how if there's a bunch of y'all in the room and one person say, excuse me, the next thing you know, everybody knows go up in there to see what they smell, what it smell like. What is that? Is that human nature? We just got to see what a fart smells like. But I tell you what, y'all crazy out there. Y'all crazy. And don't act like I'm the only one who think about that stuff. Yeah, that's right. Because I'm not. I know y'all. Hey, how many of y'all out there watch The Talk? The Talk. Because this is Let's Talk. The Talk with Cheryl Underwood. You ever notice, man, whenever they have a cooking segment, everybody else be up there talking, Cheryl be up in the corner feeding her face? I mean, she don't be messing around either. She'll look up every hot minute, but she always got something going in her mouth. You make you wonder, huh? I bet Cheryl be out there on the circuit doing some things, y'all. Maybe she took lessons from Monica Lewinsky. She just don't let it drip down her chin. All right, boy. Look, I don't know what y'all doing, man, but y'all better keep them ghosts away from my show, all right? God dang it. I say what I want to say. Michael, leave me alone. I ain't got started on you and your boys yet. Now, you better leave me alone. Dang it. I don't care. I'm still talking about Monica Lewinsky. I'm still going to talk about the ugly guy. And you know what? I'm going to talk about Michael Jackson and his crew. Not yet, though. But I'm back, y'all. Hey, check this out. There's a store in a jewelry store in Iowa, and the owner says he has a promotion where if you buy an engagement ring worth $1,999, you get a free rifle. That's right. You get a free rifle. What the hell are you gonna do with? Okay, look. What you need with a rifle? Hell, and what we talking about, a shotgun wedding? So the daddy gonna come in there too, make you buy the ring, and he gonna get the rifle and hold it on you? Really? Come on, y'all. A shotgun? You know what? Y'all got crazy. Y'all crazy. Wow. I see you out there. I see you out there. You're saying hello to me. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, y'all want me to sing a song for you? You know, every show I sing at least one song for you, right? And I wrote a special one for my return tonight, and I'm ready. I am ready to give it to you. Are you ready? We're going to count it off, all right? Ready? A one, two, a one, two, three, and... Boy, that was a good song, wasn't it? Did y'all hear that song? Ooh, Lord, that's a top 10 song right there, y'all. That song going to be gold. Yeah. Hey, let's get back to the shotgun, though. Why did you need to give a free... And here's my question.
I can't hear you, Eric, if you're talking to me. You're not coming across the speakers either. Hello. Oh, you still got problems with the PC? Okay. I have to talk to you another time.
Out there, Joe. I don't know what the heck going on, man. This is some craziness tonight. I think them ghosts are messing with me. I'm going to have to call a Ghostbuster. That's right. I'm going to have to call a Ghostbuster because I keep losing my connection. I don't know why. I ain't never lost no connection before. Them Ghostbusters are out there. I guess I should have left Monica Lewinsky alone, right? I don't know. I'm not going to say nothing else about Monica Lewinsky, okay? Besides, apparently she do some wonderful things. Ask the former president. Hey, Joe, if you're out there, call me back, Joe. I need to talk to you. I ain't talked to you in a minute. I know you got some good things going on. But anyway, you know what? We're going to keep moving on. I still don't see how you get rejected 387 times in a couple of days on a dating site. But that is ugly. I can't get over that, y'all. That is just a downright ugly. But anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. How can a white person sue McDonald's over color? Huh? Ain't nobody bothering them, right? But check this out, y'all. You know, there's a sunscreen recall. Because apparently some people put this sunscreen on and they burst out in fire in flames. What kind of damn sunscreen is that? Number one. What kind of bullshit is that? I'm going to tell you what it is. You got to be doing something mighty wrong to put on some sunscreen and just burst out in flames, huh? What you trying to do, beat a flame? I'm telling y'all, man, that's just some bad stuff. And they got the nerve to recall it. What they recalling? The people done burn up. Hell, you know, we'll let it go now. How about you recalling some stuff because people are burning up? Well, hell. I'm telling y'all, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. And this in the United States, y'all. This is not overseas. So if you see anybody walking and running down the street on fire, hey, just get a cigarette and say, can I get a light? Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Y'all know that was a good one, right? I know. And you know what? Here you go. In fact, know what y'all need to do? I'm going to tell you. If you see somebody running down the street on fire, y'all find that guy and y'all revive that guy that ate all them damn roaches and tell him to cook some of them next time before he eat them and he won't die this time. That's right. I ain't got no mercy tonight. Guess 8445. I see you out there. Thank you for joining me tonight. What you got to say?
What you got to say? Talk to me.
Hey, anybody want to talk to me tonight? Hey, Joe, you better call me back. Anybody want to talk to me tonight? No problem. 347-838-8622. I'll see you in the chat room. You can talk to me there, too. I don't know, man. These ghosts mess with me. Depends on who I'm talking about, I guess I keep my connection. As long as I don't talk about Monica Lewinsky, I don't have no problems, right? Damn government. Maybe, look, I tell you what we do. You know that guy that got rejected 387 times? Maybe we need to put some of that damn sunscreen on him and see if that helped him look any better. I know I was wrong for that one, right? Hell no, I wasn't wrong. I don't care, y'all. Hey, the show tonight brought to you by who? Seagram's Extra Dry Gin. Hey, get a put. I don't know what's going on, y'all. Look, I think I got poltergeist or something going on, because every time I say a certain word, they cut me off. Okay, we're going to talk nice tonight, okay? I think the presidential debate was very, very intriguing. We really had a wonderful time, and I think as African Americans, we really need to stand up and support Mitt Romney, because he is doing a wonderful job. And you know what? I like Snoopy and Charlie Brown. And I like that other guy, too. I don't know. He the bald-headed guy that got rejected 387 times. Yeah, you better stop that playing with me, because you know what? I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I'm so tired. Y'all crazy as hell out there. You know what? Y'all listen to all my different personalities that was going on in. It wasn't me. I promise you, it wasn't me. Those was them two little kids that just ran out of here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hey, check this out, y'all. It's Friday night. What y'all doing out there? Huh? What are y'all doing on a Friday night? I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to talk to y'all. But you know what else going on? I have no idea. But for some reason, we're not getting it tonight. We're not getting it. I don't know. I don't know. That's right. I see y'all. That's 870-684-45. That's right. I'm not giving up like that. I can't give up like that. I'm not going to give it up. No. You know, we're going to put on some of that sunscreen, and we're going to run outside, and we're going to say, catch the firemen, catch the firemen. Oh. Hey, y'all know what? We doing all right. Hey, who's winning the football game the other night? Anybody know? I don't know who listening. Anybody listening besides the ghost? And I tell y'all what, let's drink a little bit. Maybe if we drink a little bit, the show will keep going, huh? We won't have any more interruptions from them ghostly people that don't want to hear what I got to say tonight. Huh? How do we bring Antoine on? Y'all want to hear from Antoine? No, Antoine is... You ain't never heard from Antoine. Antoine is something else. Y'all hear me? He is crazy as heck. Y'all want to hear from Antoine? Okay. Hold on. I got to go and get Antoine. You know, let me go and get Antoine, all right? In a minute, when I got I'm going to let y'all listen to Antoine. Antoine, I got some things to tell you, okay? Hello.
Music going right there, girl. Ooh, the boy, I take that guy over there. He look kind of good, don't he? He look kind of girl. I take what. Hey, he got a big booty, too. Hey, y'all see the men out there? Hey, y'all ever see the men out there playing football? Y'all see the men playing football? And them new pants they got on? Ooh, them new pants they got on, but they did some sexy other things, ain't they? They got the little tiny titties. Y'all never see the titties. What's going on with that?
Antoine, get off my goddamn show.
See, he talking to me all wrong. Huh? He talking to me all wrong.
You know what? He's got to go. I'm telling you, because he can't be on my show talking about nobody's titties. It's called a tallywhacker. And we don't have Monica Lewinsky on his judgment, so we can talk about him. That's right. Hey, y'all, so I'm sitting Antoine on about his business. We're going to bring him back another day when he really feels like talking correctly. But right now, he's got issues. He's been drinking too much gin, and he's got issues, okay? Now, check this out, y'all. When you walk down the street sometime, you know what I want you to do? Is open it up in a different window and do it up. No, really, this is what I want you to do. When you're walking down the street, just stop for a moment. Stop where you are. You ain't even got to be walking down. Just stop in the mall, okay? And just stop and just take a look around you. Stop and look at the people around you. And you'll be surprised at the funny stuff you will see. You hear me? You will see people picking their nose, digging in their butts. Some of the ugliest people you have seen in your life. You see dumb people walking and look kids on leashes. Y'all help me understand this. Why are we walking our kids on leashes? Don't they know this is not the movie, The Planet of the Apes? We don't do that to our children. Really? I'm just asking. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong. I'm just wrong. Oh, hey, Angela. I see you in the chat room. What's going on with you? Hey, you got to open up in a different window, all right? And then you'll be able to hear me. Hey, where Crazy Chris at tonight? Crazy Chris ain't called in tonight. She may have hell. I don't know. I got issues tonight. Hey, you want to call 478-3-8-6-2-2? Talk to me. Tell me a joke or something. Make me laugh tonight. You know what? Because I'm tired of making y'all laugh. My throat hurt. That's right. And no, I ain't been doing nothing. I ain't had no business doing for your smart asses out there. I know what you're thinking. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, what's really going on here? Hey, the mothership is getting ready to take off, y'all. Y'all ready for the mothership? What y'all drinking tonight out there? Let me know what y'all drinking. I'm drinking some Seagram's Extra Dry. That's right. And you know what? It tastes good, too. It tastes good. Hey, who got the best joke out there tonight? Tell me a joke. You know, I could tell y'all a couple of jokes, but I don't think it would be proper right now because I don't want to talk to y'all no more. I feel like singing. I really do want to sing. So y'all give me some songs to sing to you tonight. That's right. Give me some songs to sing. I have a whole bunch I can sing. Keep trying. Just keep trying. Don't let it defeat you. It may keep cutting off, but it's okay. Keep going. Ladies, I got a question for you, and this is something that has really, really, really been bugging me. Now, if you dating a guy, okay, and I'm just going to ask you. You dating a guy, right? And he got so much gut that it falls in between his legs. How the hell do you handle that? What do? You put a kickstand under it to get to it? Do you use a hydraulic jack or what? I'm just asking a question because I don't know. See, ladies, I'm not bothering the ladies tonight, see? I'm on the guys tonight, okay? Y'all say I'm too hard on the ladies, so I'm not bothering y'all. I'm talking about the guys. So, ladies, I got a question. How do y'all do that? Huh? Do y'all get hydraulic jacks or what? Jack stands? Huh? Especially if you like 5'2", 120 pounds. What in the hell are you doing with that? I just want to know. Besides becoming a piece of meat, because I'm not understanding. Maybe y'all can help me with this. That's the question of the night. That's the question. If you're 5'2" and you're married to a guy 7'3", explain this to me. What are you doing? Are you swinging on it? What? You're gnawing on it? Y'all please help me because I don't know. And what if the guy wear a size 23 shoe? You know, that's a big ass foot. Size 23? Wow. You know, that puts a whole different thing on when he puts his foot up your butt. Because if it's size 23, it's going more than just up your butt. You're going to hit some intestines and some ribs. I know. I bet you ladies like him because his shoe size is 23. Ooh, he got big feet. And he got them little monkey ears and them little monkey hands. Running around climbing in trees. I know, y'all. I know. Hey, it's one Friday. I can talk about what I want to. Hey, have y'all been listening to the shows this week? Oh, man, we had some outstanding shows this week. You hear me? We've been talking about the men. We've been talking about the women. We've been talking about the dating site. And you know what we came up with? I'm going to tell you. We all crazy as hell. That's what we came up with. Ain't none of us got no damn sense. We don't know nothing. That you know what? All them shows this week, that's what I come up with. We don't know jack. You know that? We don't know jack. You meet a guy in a restaurant, and you look at him, and you think he just all that. Right? He opened his mouth, ain't got no teeth. None. you know how you get that little, that string of spit when you open your mouth sometimes? That's all you see when he open his mouth. And he be talking about, come kiss me, baby. And the closer he get to you, the more you start ducking. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Did I hurt somebody's feelings out there? Oh, you know what? I don't care. Nah. It's my show tonight. That's right. That's right. And you know what? But I'm on a serious tip, though. You know, men and women, we need to get together, y'all, because we got some issues. We got some issues. Women, you know what? If a man say, baby, I think you the finest thing walking on the face of the earth, that's not what y'all hear. You know what the first thing you go come out your mouth is?
What? What's wrong with me? And what? Who you been looking at?
We just gave you a compliment. God dang. I don't care. We still love you. We love our women. That's right. We love our women so much. I tell you, we do some things for our women. You know what I mean? We really do. But you know what? Oh, my goodness. Y'all ready for the question of the night? Now, this is the, you know what? I am so sorry, y'all. Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. We have 1 hour left in the show. Minus a few little problems that we had earlier. But you know what time that is? It's time for the rising of the mothership, y'all. That's right, the mothership. We've been waiting on it. It's time. So you know what? Y'all go on and get them joints out. That's right. Gonna lift them drinks up. And you know what? We're going to listen to some reggae, some Apple tonight, and we raise the mothership. Because after we come back, I got the question of the night, and boy, this is a good one. Trust me, y'all going to like the question of the night. So y'all enjoy this little song real fast, and we're going to raise the mothership. You know what I mean? Y'all hear it? Time for the mothership now to rock. We could talk. All right, y'all. Y'all ready for the question tonight? The mothership is floating now. We ready, y'all. We ready. Are y'all ready for the question of the night? All right. We need to put the little kids to bed for this question, y'all. So y'all going to run them off now. Give them that peanut butter and jelly sandwich and send them to bed because I got the question of the night. This may be the question of the week. All right, y'all remember when I was just telling y'all about the toothless man that was sitting at the bar with the strings of spit coming in between his mouth? Let's say you done drink a little bit too much and you decide to take that man home with you, huh? Now, I don't know how you done worked that out, but okay. Hopefully you done gave him a lot of peppermint or something. I don't know, hell. It ain't my business. But I got one question. But yeah, out there, ladies. I got a question out there for you. Are you ready? And so I want somebody to answer me because I know